بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أحصى كل شيء عددا ورفع بعض خلقه على بعض فكانوا طرائق قددا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولا يكون أبدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، أكرم به عبدًا سيدًا وأعظم به حبيبًا مؤيدًا، فما أزكاه أصلًا ومحتدى، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه صلاةً دائمةً وسلامًا مؤبدًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: يا أبا بكر، أنت صاحبي على الحوض وصاحبي في الغار، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders and our listeners, it is an accepted fact that part of the requirement of your love to your beloved is to love the beloveds of your beloved. The famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we hear perhaps on every Jumu'ah occasion: Allah, Allah fi ashabi, be conscious of Allah with regards to the status of my sahaba. And then the second part of the hadith, which ties to my humble point: فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ. Anyone that loves my sahaba, tell him his love for my sahaba is motivated by his love for me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ. And anyone who despises and dislikes my sahaba, tell him that is a loud sign that he dislikes his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part of the requirement of love is that you have to love everyone that your beloved loves. The Sahaba were extremely beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the expedition of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba, when they received the information that the kuffar and the disbelievers are 1,000 strong, healthy, equipped, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu came as a representative of his people, and Miqdad bin Aswad radiyallahu anhu also represented his people. Miqdad bin Aswad radiyallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, I will speak on behalf of the Sahaba. These are challenging moments. We are only 313 in number against a well-equipped 1,000. But O Nabi of Allah, perhaps you've got some doubt or reservations regarding our response. Take it from me clearly on behalf of the Sahaba. لا نقول لك كما قال قوم موسى لموسى اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون ولكن نقاتل عن يمينك وعن شمالك ومن ورائك ومن أمامك ولكن نقول اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما مقاتلون. O Nabi of Allah, we will not abandon you like how the people of Musa abandoned Musa alayhi salam and said, you and your Allah go and fight, we are not interested. O Nabi of Allah, we will say we are with you, and with us is the help of Allah. Sa'd bin Mu'az came, O Nabi of Allah, I'll speak on behalf of my people. Loving the beloveds of your beloved is a requirement of your love. Layla, Majnun's love for Layla is described every time when you speak of love. Majnun's love for Layla is described. He said, I'm even fond of the doors and the walls of the locality of Layla. أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارَى وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَى. He said, I kissed the walls in the city of Layla. Don't think I'm a fool that I love those walls. I don't love those walls. I don't love those doors. I don't love those buildings. But it's just because my Layla resides within them. Someone told him, stop talking of Layla, 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 read Quran. He said, well, Layli idha yaghsha. He would make dua, Allahumma inni atubu ilayka min kulli al-ma'asi lakinna hubba Layla. Allah, I repent from all sins with the exception of my love for Layla. Allah, I have one dua regarding that. I ask you to increase my love for Layla. And then he concluded by saying, وَيَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا قَالَ آمِينَ. Allah, whoever says Ameen to my dua, you shower your mercy upon him. Sa'd bin Mu'az came and he said, O Nabi of Allah, صِلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَاقْطَعْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتَ سَالِمْ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَعَادِ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَخُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْتَ وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ صِلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتَ. One narration, صِلْ حَبْلَ مَنْ شِئْتَ. O Nabi of Allah, you will decide who are our friends and who are our enemies. If you decide to befriend our enemies, instantly they will become our bosom friends. And if you decide to show enmity and hostility towards our friends and family, instantly they will become our enemies. O Nabi of Allah, here is our wealth at your disposal. Use it as you please. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Use what you want and leave what you want. However, let us make it clear to you, وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ. We will rejoice over the wealth that you take, and we will mourn and lament the wealth that you leave behind. So I will be pleased for every cent that you take, and I will lament for every rand that you leave behind. That's loving the beloveds of your beloved. The favor of Sahaba is upon the entire Ummah. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We are sitting in a masjid as believers because of the contributions of Sahaba. We have Quran because of Sahaba. We have Masajid because of Sahaba. We know what is Ramadan because of Sahaba. We know what is Umrah and Hajj because of Sahaba. We know what is Dhikr because of Sahaba. We know what is Ilm because of Sahaba. We know what is Akhlaq because of Sahaba. We know what is Ikhlas because of Sahaba. We know what is Dawud because of Sahaba, and wallah, we are mu'min because of Sahaba. Every hadith that comes to us is with a chain of narrators. Every hadith that comes is a transmission and a chain. At the beginning of every hadith that is marfu' straight to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not find the name of anyone but a Sahabi. So if that initial link was broken, we would have not received that hadith. In Tafsir ibn Kathir, towards the end of Surah Furqan, there is this narration of Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu, where he was sitting with a group of people, and someone walked past and said, طُوبَى لِهَاتَيْنِ الْعَيْنَيْنِ أَلَّتَيْنِ رَأَتَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْنَا أَنَّا رَأَيْنَا مَا رَأَيْتَ وَشَهِدْنَا مَا شَهِدْتَ. Wow, Miqdad, you are so fortunate. Your eyes had the good fortune of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How fortunate are you? How fortunate are your eyes? فاستغضب المقدار. Miqdad was not too impressed with these words of praise. So the narrator says, فَجَعَلْتُ أَتَعَجَّبْ لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَقُلْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. I was a bit confused. The man is praising Miqdad, but Miqdad is getting offended. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu then responded and said, let me tell you the reason why I took offense to his comments. You people make it sound very rosy. The era of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you just had to love there, you just had to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's it, you were sahabi, nothing else. So you paint the picture in the way that it was very easy to accompany the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, for the record, let me remind you, والله لقد حضر رسول الله أقوام أكبهم الله في النار أولا تحمدون ربكم إذ أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعرفون إلا ربكم مصدقين بما جاء به نبيكم وقد كفيتم البلاء بغيركم. He said, you make it sound very easy. Oh, you seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me tell you, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab also seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not as easy as you make it sound. One person said, Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, Akana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamshi bayna abhurikum. Tell me, you people had the good fortune of living with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Would the Nabi of Allah walk amongst you? So he said, yes. He said, no, if we were present, we would have not even allowed him to walk. حَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ أَحْنَاقِنَا. We would have carried him on our shoulders. Huzaifa said, brother, enough. We were the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Khandaq. Never mind carrying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Carrying yourself was sufficient. هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. You speaking of carrying Allah's Nabi, if you carried yourself was enough. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu said, praise and thank Allah. You people feel if you've seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's enough. No, we went through great sacrifices. He then said, paying tribute to the large galaxy of Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all. He said, why do you not praise Allah? You were born in a Muslim home. You were born with a Muslim name. You were born with Adhan in your ears. You grew up with Quran and Hadith around you. Praise Allah and acknowledge the Sahaba that are responsible for diligently transmitting this deen to you. Amongst the beloveds of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the Sahaba, this family stands out. Abu Bakr and Aisha. May Allah be pleased with them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one very, very strong reason for that is his contribution in the early days. When days are dark, friends are few. The Arabic poet said, رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ قَدْ ذَهَبُوا إِلَى مَنْ عِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا وَمَنْ لَا عِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا فَعَنْهُ النَّاسُ قَدْ ذَهَبُوا رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ قَدْ مَالُوا إِلَى مَنْ عِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا عِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَعَنْهُ النَّاسُ قَدْ مَالُوا رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ مُنْفَضَّةً إِلَى مَنْ عِنْدَهُ فِضَّةً وَمَنْ لَا عِنْدَهُ فِضَّةً فَعَنْهُ النَّاسُ مُنْفَضَّةً. People are only running where they are seeing some benefits. The man, all of a sudden, he gets a good job. He's got a bunch of friends around him. He loses his job and his family. It's like his phone no more got reception. He's probably restarting it and checking all okay here. إِنَّ أَخَاكَ الْحَقَّ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَكْ يَضُرُّ نَفْسَهُ لِيَنْفَعَكْ. That's your true friend. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever forgot the support of Abu Bakr in the early days. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, I was seated, kuntu jalisan inda an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إذ أقبل أبو بكر آخذ بطرف ثوبه. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he was holding his garment. And the Nabi of Allah seen him and he said, Amma sahibukum faqad ghamar. Amma sahibukum faqad ghamar. Abu Bakr has come from a fresh altercation. He just had a problem with something. Now you know when you know somebody very well, a mother can tell by the knock of a door on the door, this is so and so child. The bell rings, it's the same ring, but the mother knows which son it is. The Nabi of Allah seen Amma sahibukum faqad ghamar. Abu Bakr is not looking right, something wrong. So Abu Bakr came forward. What's the matter, Abu Bakr? إِنَّهُ كَانَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْخَطَّابِ وَبَيْنَ ابْنِ الْخَطَّابِ شَيْءٌ. O Nabi of Allah, my son and Umar had an altercation. فَنَدِمْتُ, and I felt ashamed. And I asked him, forgive me, and he refused. After some time, نَدِمَ Umar. Umar felt embarrassed and ashamed. So he went to the house of Abu Bakr. أَثَمَّ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. Is Abu Bakr here? They said, no. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something to reflect. Umar knew very well, if Abu Bakr is not at home, he'll be by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the beautiful description Allah gives of Sahaba in the 26 juz of the Quran. If you're looking for Sahaba, on a Sunday somebody phones and you forget your phone at home, your wife answers, what's the answer? Call. When Allah says, if you're looking for Sahaba, where do you find them? تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. Allah says, you're looking for my Sahaba? Go to the masjid, some will be in ruku, some will be in sajda. If not in ruku and sajda, they'll be doing something that pleases Allah. So he came to the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam seen Umar advancing, all of a sudden there were signs of sadness, grief, and disapproval on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how close Abu Bakr was to Nabi. You're interfering with my Abu Bakr. So as soon as Umar advanced, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face showed signs of disapproval and displeasure. And then the love and the unity amongst the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, absolutely amazing. If there was anyone that was a threat to the position of Abu Bakr, it was Umar. Abu Bakr says, I seen Umar advancing. The issue is not yet resolved. Abu Bakr said, I seen Umar advancing and I seen signs of dishappiness. Unhappiness on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, displeasure on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَأَشْفَقْتُ, and I began to be concerned for my brother Umar. So when I seen the Nabi of Allah's reaction, I was concerned for Umar, bearing in mind the altercation is not resolved. And then Umar came, and Umar said, O Nabi of Allah, I ask Abu Bakr to forgive me. Ana kuntu azlamu ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, I am guilty, I am wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat up and he said, when I came to you and I told you I am the Nabi of Allah, you said you are speaking a lie. Abu Bakr said, you are speaking the truth. When I came to you and I ما دعوت أحدا إلى الإسلام إلا كانت له كبوة وتردد ما عتم أو ما عكم أبا بكر. Anyone that I accepted Islam, invited, he had reservation with the exception of Abu Bakr. And then the Nabi of Allah said, فهل أنتم تاري. In fact, in the narration before, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr thrice, يغفر الله لك يا أبا بكر. Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. You know what a privilege it is to directly get the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your favor. In Bazaar, there is a narration. Aisha radiallahu anha said, رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طِيبَ نَفْسٍ. I seen once the Nabi of Allah was happy. So I said, seize the opportunity. What's it? How? Subhanallah. Look at the passion of Aisha radiallahu anha. What is she asking for? Husband is happy. Darling, we need to change the lounge suite. Long we haven't been for a foreign vacation. I seen the Nabi of Allah is happy. I said, O Nabi of Allah, awala tad'u li. Why don't you make a dua for me? Allahumma ighfir li Aisha ma taqaddamat min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkharat wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, you forgive all the minor sins of Aisha, you forgive the major sins. Oh Allah, you forgive the sins she did secretly, you forgive the sins she did openly. The narration says when the Nabi of Allah made dua for the forgiveness of Aisha, she became so elated, so overwhelmed with joy, that she could not restrict herself. Her jubilation got the better of her. حَتَّى سَقَطَ رَأْسُهَا فِي حِجْرِهَا. She began laughing and her head fell in her lap. If you open your bank account and you see some extra zeros there, what happens to you? حتى سقط رأسها في حجرها. Head fell in her lap. Asha, are you happy? Oh, Allah, you made dua for me. عائشة إنها دعوتي لأمتي في كل صلاة. عائشة, after every salah, I make the very same dua for my entire ummah. Then the Nabi of Allah said, I stood up and I invited you to Allah. You said you're speaking a lie. Abu Bakr embraced my message. And then the Nabi of Allah said, listen to these words, how close. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُوا لِي صَاحِبِي فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُوا لِي صَاحِبِي. I ask you in the name of Allah, don't ever interfere with my Abu Bakr. Not once, twice. I ask you in the name of Allah, don't ever interfere with my Abu Bakr. It's called An-Nisbatul Ittihadi. The exclusive bond that Abu Bakr had with the Prophet ﷺ that no other Sahabi enjoyed. That is why Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi writes somewhere in the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, the beauty that Abu Bakr seen in the Prophet ﷺ, nobody else seen. Urwa bin Mas'ud Thaqafi, when he came as an ambassador of his people, and he seen the Sahaba around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he went back to narrate the incident. He said, people, if you want me to summarize it, I have this few sentiments to share with you. Wallahi ma ra'aytu ahadan yuhibbu ahadan ka hubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada. Listen, I don't know what to say. I've seen the most amazing humans, but if you want me to summarize it for you, I've not seen any human love another human like how the Sahaba love Muhammad. Finish. Chapter closed. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this love. Absolutely mind-boggling. The Nabi of Allah falls ill. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he sees that the Nabi of Allah is ill, مريض أبو بكر حزنا على رسول الله. He sees the Nabi of Allah is ill. He gets so grieved and sad that as a result of his sadness on the illness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he falls ill. And Allah grants cure to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Nabi of Allah comes to visit Abu Bakr. When Abu Bakr sees the Nabi of Allah, instantly he is cured. My Nabi is healthy and mobile, finish. This is in, this narration is in a kitab called Min Masaya al-Rasul. And then he said amazing couplets. مَرِضَ الْحَبِيبُ فَعُدْتُهُ مَرِضَ الْحَبِيبُ فَعُدْتُهُ فَمَرِضْتُ مِنْ أَسَفِي عَلَيْهِ شفي الحبيب فزارني فشفيت من نظري إليه مريض الحبيب فعدته. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell ill, so I went to visit him. فمرضت من أسفي عليه. I fell ill because of my pain in seeing the Nabi of Allah ill. شفي الحبيب فزارني. Allah gave cure to Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he visited me. فَشُفِيتُ مِن نَظَرِي إِلَيْهِ. Seeing him healthy and mobile was sufficient for my cure. In the inception of Islam, in the beginning, the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran pay special tribute to those that contributed in the early days. Allah said, Jannat is all for all the Sahaba. But those that came before the conquest of Makkah, they are far ahead. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وكلا وعد الله الجنة الحسنى. جنة for all the Sahaba. But those that contributed in the early days, their rank is far greater. So the narration of Al-Bidayah says, وَكَانُوا ثَمَانِيَةً وَثَلَاثِينَ رَجُلًا. It was a time when the Sahaba were only 38 in number. قَامَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ خَطِيبًا فِي النَّاسِ. Around the Kaaba, Abu Bakr stood up inviting people towards Allah. The polytheists of Makkah came and fell upon Abu Bakr and the Prophet ﷺ, beating them intensely and severely. Abu Bakr falls unconscious. وَحَمَلَ بَنُو تَيْمٍ أَبَا بَكْرٍ جُثَّةً هَامِلَةً فِي ثَوْبٍ Banu Taym, the tribe of Abu Bakr, come and carry Abu Bakr to his home. وَهُمْ لَا يَشُكُّونَ فِي مَوْتِهِ They are convinced that Abu Bakr will lose his life. And to avenge the life of Abu Bakr, they said, وَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ مَاتَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ لَنَقْتُلَنَّ عُتْبَةَ بْنَ رَبِيعًا If Abu Bakr is to die because of this beating, we will take revenge and claim the life of Utbah bin Rabi'a. Now Abu Quhafa, the father comes. فَجَعَلَ أَبُو قُحَافَةَ وَبَنُو تَيْمٍ يُكَلِّمُونَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَهُوَ غَائِبٌ عَنْهُمْ عَنِ الْوَعْيِ لَا يَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ But Abu Bakr is unconscious, there is no response. فَكَانَتْ أَوَّلُ كَلِمَةٍ تَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ شَفَتَيْهِ مَاذَا فَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ إِلَّا آخِرَ النَّهَارِ He only gained his consciousness in the evening. When his eyes opened, the first sentence he uttered, tell me, how's the Nabi of Allah doing? فَجَعَلَ بَنُو تَيْمٍ يُقَلِّبُونَ أَكُفَّهُمْ مُتَعَجِّبِينَ مِنْ فِعْلِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ بَنُو تَيْمٍ said, Abu Bakr, how foolish can you be? You nearly lost your life because of Muhammad and now you're still talking about him. لَكِنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَمْ يَتَوَقَّفْ عَنِ السُّؤَالِ He said, I'm asking you a question, I want an answer. How is the Nabi of Allah doing? Somebody comes to the mother of Abu Bakr. Unzuri an tut'imihi shay'an aw tusqiyahu iyyah. Give him something to eat, give him something to drink, he needs some liquids in his body. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hears the conversation. Wallahi lan azuqa ta'aman wala ashraba sharaban hatta anti ya Rasul Allah. Wallahi, I will not take a morsel of food or a sip of drink until I do not comfort myself by seeing my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Jamil binti al-Khattab was present. She said, Innahu sahihun salimun. Innahu bi khairin sahihun salimun. The Nabi of Allah is well and fine. Where is he? For us? Oh, okay, it's alright. It's okay, no shukr. Okay, bring my child. No! Where is he? Fi dar ibn Abi al-Arqam. In the house of Ibn Abi al-Arqam. Take me there. He was unable to walk because of his weakness. With the strength of two individuals, he comes to Ibn Abi al-Arqam. And this is the most touching part of the narration. I cried when I read it. When the Nabi of Allah seen Abu Bakr advancing, akabba alayhi rasulullahi yuqabbiluhu. وَرَقَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ رِقَّةً شَدِيدًا The Sahaba that were present seen Abu Bakr advancing. The Nabi of Allah seen Abu Bakr advancing. He is in pain, he is weak. The Nabi of Allah fell upon him and kissed him. وَرَقَّ لَهُ رِقَّةً شَدِيدًا How do you translate this? The Nabi of Allah he became emotional. He softened towards Abu Bakr. And then look at the amazing response of Abu Bakr. I have just freshly contributed so much for your deen. No. We give 100 rand charity and you think you're the Hatim Tai of the Zamana. Abu Bakr nearly gave his life. And he is coming. He was unconscious for the day. He comes in the evening. لَيْسَ عَلَيَّ بَأْسٌ إِلَّا مَا نَالَ الْفَاسِقُ مِنْ وَجْهِ Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm perfectly fine. I got a small scratch on my face. And because all the Sahaba were moved, when they seen the condition of Abu Bakr, the Nabi of Allah broke down. Abu Bakr decided to change the focus of the discussion. He said, وَهَذِهِ أُمِّي بَرَّةٌ بِوَلَدِهَا فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ لَهَا وَدْعُوهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَسْتَنْقِذَهَا بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ Oh Nabi of Allah, do me a favor, don't worry, I'm fine. Here's my mom and she's been very good to me. Please make dua Allah guide her. Invite her to Islam and make dua Allah guide her. The Nabi of Allah invited her to Islam and she accepted Islam. Abu Bakr amongst the Sahaba has the exclusive privilege that four generations enjoyed the good fortune of being the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Quhafa was a Sahabi. Abu Bakr was the greatest Sahabi. His daughter Asma was a great Sahabiya, and her son Abdullah bin Zubair was a great Sahabi. Four generations. You will find very little where four generations were Muslims in that time. Here you got four generations that were Sahaba. It's the noble journey of Hijrah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to the house of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. وَكَانَ لَا يُخْطِئُ بَيْتَهُ أَحَدَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ. Wow, what a privilege for Abu Bakr. The Nabi of Imma Bukratan wa Imma Ashiya. The Nabi of Allah would visit Abu Bakr daily, either in the morning or in the evening. You know what a privilege is that? Your grandchild's name comes in the newspaper in one corner, in some ordinary newspaper. Five generations will keep that newspaper. Even it's faded and nobody can see what's going on. Here is the greatest of Allah's creation, the paragon of Allah's creation. And he visits Abu Bakr. One is you go and visit and he accommodates you. The Nabi of Allah is going to visit. وَكَانَ لَا يُخْطِئُ بَيْتَهُ أَحَدَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ. Every day, either morning or evening. This day the Nabi of Allah came at the time of Zawal, midday. Abu Bakr seen, Ya Rasulallah, ma ji'ta illa li amrin hadath. Nabi of Allah, what happened? This is a strange time you're coming. Akhrij man indak. Abu Bakr, whoever is here, I need to have a private discussion with you, please tell them to excuse themselves. Innama huma ibnataya ya Rasulallah. Nabi of Allah, it's only my daughters. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah qad adhina li bil khuruj wal hijrah. Abu Bakr, listen, Allah has given me permission to migrate to Medina Munawwara. Abu Bakr's first response and request, As-suhba ya Rasulallah, As-suhba ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, please say we're going together. Please say we're going together. O Nabi of Allah said, As-suhba ya Rasulallah, As-suhba ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, we are together. Aisha radiallahu anha said, when the Nabi of Allah confirmed that Abu Bakr will accompany him on this noble journey of Hijrah, Abu Bakr became so overwhelmed with joy and happiness that he began to cry as a result of his happiness. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شَعَرْتُ قَطُّ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَبْكِي. Aisha radiallahu anha says, it's the first time I discovered in my life that it's possible to cry out of happiness. That bond was amazing. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for the amazing journey of Mi'raj and he returned, Abu Jahl came, Hal min jadidin ya Muhammad. Muhammad, what's the latest news? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Laqad usriya bi al-layla. Last night I went to Baytul Maqdis. So Abu Jahl had a good laugh at it. When you read the stories of Abu Jahl, it pains your heart. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى. He would stop the Nabi of Allah from performing salah. And the Nabi of Allah seldom cursed anyone. But when they interfered with his salah, he cursed them. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Abi Jahl ibn Hisham. Allah, now you intervene on my behalf. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, as a result of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's curse, I seen their corpses lying in a line in the battle of Badr. So Abu Jahl said, oh, you went to Baytul Maqdis. Wow. In jama'atu lakan nas atuhadithuhum bimithli ma haddathani. That's wonderful. Can I gather all the people and will you narrate the same thing? He said, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get the people to belie Muhammad. He's saying something so strange. Let me gather the people. This is my perfect opportunity. So he gathered the people. A few of them slipped out and went to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, you know what? You believe in Muhammad? He's talking all these foolish things and he's making some silly claims and saying he went to Baytul Maqdis. Abu Bakr said, so what's the problem? أُصَدِّقُهُ فِي أَبْعَدَ مِنْ ذَاكَ. That sounds strange to you. Tell me something more strange and I believe it if my Nabi claims it. Now listen to this. Abu Jahl heard the incident of Isra and Mi'raj direct from the lips of Nabuwat and he denied. Abu Bakr heard it from Abu Jahl and he said, if my Nabi is saying it, I believe it. فَسَمَّاهُ النَّبِيُّ مِنْ يَوْمِهَا الصِّدِّيقِ. When this happened, the Nabi of Allah was overwhelmed with joy. And he said, Abu Bakr, your title is As-Siddiq, the one who accepts and confirms the truth. When somebody asked Ali radiallahu anhu about the Sahaba, Ali radiallahu anhu described, he said, tell us about Abu Bakr. ذَاكَ امْرُؤٌ سَمَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيِّهِ صِدِّيقًا. That boy, his name is Siddiq. He's Siddiq. So on this journey of Hijrah, Abu Bakr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amir bin Fahira, according to one narration, Abdullah bin Uraiqit is the guide. They advance. The narration suggests, historical narration suggests, that the Nabi of Allah halted at 21 different locations in the journey of Hijrah. Tabaqat ibn Sa'd, 21 places the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at. Kharar, Thaniyatul Mara, Mudlajatul Aqfin, Mijaj, Marjahu Mijaj, Batnu Marjah, Batnu Thati Kashdin, Al-Hada'id, Al-Adakhir, Batnu Raygh, Dhu Salam, Mudlajatul Uthaniya, Batnu Al-Qaha, Al-Araj, Al-Jadawat, Al-Ghabir, Rakuba, Batnu Al-Aqiq, Al-Jathjatha, Al-Dhabi, and Al-Usba. These were the 21 locations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped. Amongst them, in one of these locations, was the tent of Ummu Ma'bad radiyallahu anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, and he asked, she was a very hospitable woman, she would hide behind her tent and serve her guests, whoever was passing that route. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr came and they asked, if you have some meat, we want to purchase it. It's clearly mentioned in the narration, their intention of purchasing it. Even when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu presented his conveyance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi of Allah insisted that I want to purchase it. That's the sunnah. Mufatiyas all the time. One brother told me, he said, I got a customer, even if I have to tell him take it for free, he'll say make it cheaper. So she said, I'm sorry, I have nothing. The Nabi of Allah said, how about that goat? شَانْتٌ خَلَّفَهَا الْجُهْدُ عَنِ الْغَنَمِ. Oh, that goat is weak and ill. أَتَأْذَنِينَ لِي أَنْ أَحْلَبَهَا. Do you give me permission to milk it? يَأْجْهَدُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. By all means, you can try your luck, but I doubt it's going to give you any milk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he massaged the animal gently, and Allah gave it milk in abundance. This woman is seeing, Ya Allah, what's going on? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam filled utensils for her. The Nabi of Allah himself drank. And the Nabi of Allah gave Abu Bakr to drink. Abu Ma'bad returns her husband. When I left, there was nothing at home, nothing at home. And now where did the smell come from? What happens to us? What do we say? Hey, but I just bought the oil last week and it's finished already. I see it on the list again. Abu Ma'bad comes home. And he says, I left with nothing. Where did the smell come from? أَتَانَا رَجُلٌ مُبَارَكٌ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. This amazing human came. His speech was amazing. Those around him respected and revered him. Abu Ma'bad said, I'm convinced that he's the Qurayshi man. If Allah gives me the privilege to meet him, I will be the first to embrace his message. They hardly complete their discussion. And they hear a voice. جزى الله رب الناس خير جزائه جزى الله رب الناس خير جزائه رفيقين حلا خيمتي أم معبدي هما نزلاها بالهدى فاهتدت به فقد فاز من أمسى رفيق محمدي ليهن بني كعب مقام فتاتهم ومقعدها للمؤمنين بمرصدي سلوا أختكم عن شاتها وإنائها فإنكم إن تسألوا الشات تشهدي. May Allah shower His choicest blessings on the Umm Ma'bad. May Allah shower His choicest blessings on the two friends. Look at the word Rafiqain, the two friends that came to the tent of Umm Ma'bad. They came with guidance, and fortunate is Umm Ma'bad, they left guidance and went. They left her with guidance and went with guidance. فَقَدْ فَاز Abu Bakr, how can the words of any language possibly encapsulate your good fortune? You were the friend of the Nabi of Allah in the journey of Hijrah. What more? Banu Saqifa, Banu Sa'ida, the Ansar said, some of them said, Minna Amir wa Minkum Amir. Let's delegate one Amir from us and one Amir from you. So Umar radiallahu anhu came forward. He held the hand of Abu Bakr and he gathered the people. He said, listen, I have a few questions to ask you. Man lahu hadhihi al-salah? Can you please respond to me? The Quran says, idhuma fil ghar. When they two were in the cave, who are they two? They said, the Nabi of Allah and Abu Bakr. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi. When the Nabi of Allah told his companion, who's his companion? They said, Abu Bakr. He said, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Do not grieve. Allah is with us. Who's us? They said, the Nabi of Allah and Abu Bakr. He said, fa ayyukum tatibu nafsuhu an yataqaddama Abu Bakr. Now once you've heard this, do you still want to be the leader while Abu Bakr is alive? They said, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَن نَتَقَدَّمَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. May Allah protect us from ever entertaining the thought of leading Abu Bakr. Umar said, Abu Bakrin سَيِّدُنَا وَأَعْتَقَ سَيِّدَنَا. Abu Bakr is our master and he liberated our master Bilal. When Bilal radiallahu anhu was being tortured, Abu Bakr came to Umayyah bin Khalaf. أَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي هَذَا الْمِسْكِينَ. Take pity on this poor man. Abu Umayyah bin Khalaf said, أَنْتَ الَّذِي أَفْسَدْتَهُ. You invited him to the religion, you free him and liberate him. Great, great Sahaba accepted Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr. The giants of Sahaba, Talha bin Ubaidillah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Uthman bin Affan, the giants among Sahaba embraced Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr came and they made a price. فَاشْتَرَاهُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ بِتِسْعِ أَوَاقٍ. He purchased him for nine uqiyah. Uqiyah is like a gold coin. For nine gold coins. So Umayyah bin Khalaf said, لو أبيت إلا أن تدفع أوقية واحدة لبعتكه بها. أوقية is a measure of gold. He said, you gave me one, you gave me nine. If you had to offer me only one, Bilal is useless to me, I would have sold him for one. What would happen to us? What would you say? Hey, I must have bargained, man. Okay, let's make it half, make it five then. Abu Bakr said, لَوْ أَبَيْتَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْخُذَ مِئَةً لَدَفَعْتُهَا. You're speaking of one and nine, if you had to ask 100, I would have happily given it. His father came to him, Abu Quhafa, and he said, أَرَاكَ تُعْتِقُ رِقَابًا ضِعَافًا. Abu Bakr, you're liberating many slaves, but you seem to be passionately choosing the weak ones amongst the slaves. فَلَوْ أَعْتَقْتَ رِجَالًا جُلْدًا أَقْوِيَا يَقُومُونَ مَعَكْ وَيَدْفَعُونَ عَنْكْ. Why don't you look for those with some muscle, some clout, some background, some strength behind them, some muscle behind them, so that if you are in any difficulty, they can stand for you. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded and said, oh my father, when I look for a slave to liberate, the thing I look for the most is I am looking for that slave from whom I have no hope of any reciprocation. The men won't be able to benefit me. Sometimes we give charity and sadaqah only to the person that say thank you boss all the time. If you don't make thank you boss, we don't want to give him sadaqah. Sometimes you need to give sadaqah to the one that is hostile towards you, to remind you that your sadaqah is not for him, your sadaqah is for Allah. So Abu Bakr said, oh my father, I look for the one from whom I am sure I will get no benefit. لِأَنِّي أُرِيدُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ I want the reward of my Allah. Allah reveals the verse, وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى Abu Bakr's kindness is not to pay anyone or to receive any benefit. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى It's exclusively for the pleasure of Allah. We'll end now shortly, inshallah. So it's this noble journey of hijrah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu describes this incident, those couplets very briefly. May Allah shower His mercy on the two that visited Umm Ma'bad. لِيَهْنِ بَنِي كَعْبٍ مَقَامَ فَتَاتِهِمْ Glad tidings to you, Umm Ma'bad. Allah chose your home. Allah chose your tent to be a stop for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the journey of hijrah. Glad tidings to you and your entire tribe. سَلُوا أُخْتَكُمْ عَنْ شَاتِهَا وَإِنَائِهَا Go and ask Umm Ma'bad how miraculously Allah gave her animal milk. فَإِنَّكُمْ إِن تَسْأَلُوا الشَّاتَ تَشْهَدِي Leave it, don't disturb Umm Ma'bad. Go and ask the goat will speak. Now the amazing part of the narration. I ask for your undivided attention. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu narrates this incident later. He narrates this incident. And he gives such a beautiful expression, the ta'bir, the expression. He said, when we reached the tent of Umm Ma'bad and the Nabi of Allah drank, we were both extremely hungry and thirsty. فَشَّرِيبَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ فَشَّرِيبَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ The Nabi of Allah drank till I was satisfied. Listen to the description. Abu Bakr's, the Nabi of Allah is drinking. Abu Bakr is saying when Allah's Nabi's thirst is quenched, Abu Bakr is satisfied. فَشَّرِبَ حَتَّارَ Look at that. He drank till I was satisfied. I doubt you'll come across a greater expression of love. عشق نبی کا دعویٰ کرنا آسان بہت ہے اے واعظ عشق نبی کا دعویٰ کرنا آسان بہت ہے اے واعظ لیکن صدیق جیسا عاشق بننا سب کی بس کی بات نہیں عشق نبی کا دعویٰ کرنا آسان بہت ہے اے واعظ لیکن صدیق جیسا عاشق بننا سب کی بس کی بات نہیں It's very easy to claim the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there is perhaps nobody that has the love for the Nabi of Allah that Abu Bakr has. The Nabi of Allah told him, Ya Abu Bakr, anta sahibi ala al-hawd wa sahibi fil ghar. Abu Bakr, we together here in the cave, we'll be together in Qiyamah distributing water also. Anta sahibi, it's a narration of Tirmidhi Sharif. Ya Aba Bakrin, anta sahibi ala al-hawd wa sahibi fil ghar. We together here and we'll be together in Qiyamah also. Somebody came to Ali bin Hussein and he said, what is the status of Abu Bakr and Umar? And what is the link, bond and connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was their bond with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during their lifetimes? So Ali bin Hussein responded, كَمَنْزِلَتِهِمَا مِنْهُ السَّاعَةَ Their closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lifetime is just like their closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after their demise. Go and see where's Abu Bakr and Umar. How close they are to my Nabi, that's how close they were during his lifetime. I leave you with a few couplets. قُلْ إِنَّ خَيْرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مُحَمَّدٌ قل إن خير الأنبياء محمد وأجل من يمشي على الكثبان وأجل صحب الرسل صحب محمد وكذاك أفضل صحبه العمران رجلان قد خلقا لنصر محمد بدمي ونفسي ذلك الرجلان فهما اللذان تظاهرا لنبينا في نصره وهما له صهران بنتاهما أسنى سناء نبينا وهما لأحمد صاحبتان وهما وزيراه اللذان هما لفضائل الأعمال مستبقان وهما لأحمد ناظراه وسمعه وبقربه في القبر مضطجعان كانا على الإسلام أشفق أهله وهما لدين محمد جبلان أصفاهما أقواهما أخشاهما أتقاهما في السر والإعلان أسناهما أزكاهما أعلاهما أوفاهما في الوزن والرجحان صديق أحمد صاحب الغار الذي هو في المغارة والنبي اثنان أعني أبا بكر الذي لم يختلف من شرعنا في فضله رجلان هو شيخ أصحاب النبي وخيرهم وإمامهم حقا بلا بطلان وأبو المطهرة التي تنزيهها قد جاءنا في النور والفرقان أكرم بعائشة الرضا من بكر مطهرة الأزئزار حصان هي زوج خير الأنبياء وبكره وعروسه من جملة النسوان هي أنسه هي إلفه هي حبه صدقا بلا أدهان أوليس والدها يصافي بعلها وهما بروح الله مؤتلفان لما قضى صديق أحمد نحبه دفع الخلافة للإمام الثاني أعني به الفاروق فرق عنوة بالسيف بين الكفر والإيمان ومضى وخلى الأمر شورى بينهم في الأمر فاجتمعوا على عثمان من كان يسهر ليله ركعة وترا فيكمل ختمة القرآن ولي الخلافة صهر أحمد بعده أعني به العلي العالم الرباني زوج البتول أخ الرسول وركنه ليث الحروب منازل الأقران One couplet from this entire couplet, the description that the poet gives, he said, Siddiq Ahmad, he has all the virtues. وَهُمَا لِدِينِ مُحَمَّدٍ جَبَلَانِ Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the pillars of our deen. They are the strength of our deen. They are the pride of our deen. They are the cream of our deen. And then he said, you know who I'm referring to? I'm referring to Siddiq Ahmad. You know what's the translation of that? Siddiq Ahmad means Muhammad's Abu Bakr. What an Muhammad's Abu Bakr. Who's Abu Bakr? Allah's Nabi's Abu Bakr. Final narration and we end. Ali radiallahu anhu comes to the janazah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Umar radiallahu anhu received the news of the death of Abu Bakr, he said, لَقَدْ أَتْعَبَ مَنْ بَعْدَهُ وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَتْعَبَ مَنْ بَعْدَهُ وَلَقَدْ أَحَبَّ أَلَّا يَتْرُكَ لِقَائِلٍ مَقَالًا Umar, you have tired all those that are to come after you. You have not left any room for us to even aspire to meet you. Wallahi, this is Umar saying, Wallahi law wuzina imanu Abi Bakrin fi imani ahli al-ardi larajaha bihim. I swear by Allah, put the iman of Abu Bakr one side and put the iman of the entire Sahaba and the entire other creation of Allah on the other side. Apart from the prophets, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the rest. May Allah give us the love of Abu Bakr. May Allah make it that we love and die with the love of Sahaba. أولئك آبائي فجئني بمثلهم يا جرير إذا جمعتنا المجامع Ali radiallahu anhu comes forward. He sees the janazah of Abu Bakr, the narration of Majma'u al-Zawaid. I'm ending with this narration, it's very important. This is the words that Ali radiallahu anhu has to say regarding Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Those that say that Abu Bakr snatched the khilafat from Ali, na'udhu billah, reflect over the words of Ali himself. It's the narration of Majma'u al-Zawaid. Ali radiallahu anhu once said, when he spoke about the bravery of Abu Bakr, and he spoke about that person that accepted Islam from the family of Fir'aun, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. He concealed his iman. Then Ali radiallahu anhu asked the people, أُنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ. I ask you in the name of Allah. The Quran praises this one believer from the family of Fir'aun. Is he greater or is Abu Bakr superior? There was no response. أَوَلَا تُجِيبُونِي. Can I have an answer, please? There was no answer. Ali radiallahu anhu responded and said, فَوَاللَّهِ. These are the words of Ali bin Abi Talib, the great scholar of Islam. فَوَاللَّهِ لَسَاعَةٌ مِّنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِّنْ مُؤْمِنِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ وَهَذَا رَجُلٌ أَعْلَنَ إِيمَانَهُ. Take it from me, 1 second, one moment in the life of Abu Bakr is more superior than filling the entire earth with the likes of believers from the family of Fir'aun. Ali came forward, he seen the janazah. Rahimakallahu ya Aba Bakrin. Rahimakallahu ya Aba Bakrin. Kunta awwal al-qawmi islama. Wa akhlasahum imana. Wa ashaddahum yaqina. Wa akhwafahum lillah. Wa a'zamahum qadra. Wa ashrafahum manzilatan wa sohbah. Wa ashbahahum bihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam samtan wa hadya. Kunta lil-mu'minina aban rahima. إذ صاروا عليك عيالا فسبقت والله سبقا بعيدا وأتعبت من بعدك إتعابا شديدا فإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون رضينا عن الله قضاءه وسلمنا لله أمره فلن يصاب المسلمون بعد رسول الله بمثلك أبدا كنت للدين عدة وحصنا فألحقك الله بنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا حرمنا الله أجرك ولا أضلنا بعدك. He said this, he cheered and he cried profusely and he made all the Sahaba around him cry. He said, Abu Bakr, you were nothing less than a loving father to the ummah of Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم. كنت للمؤمنين أبا رحيما. You know, before a father passes on, he has hope with one child, that this child will take care of his siblings. Abu Bakr, that's the passion the Nabi of Allah left you with, and you fulfill diligently the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You've gone far ahead, you've left everyone far behind. In the history of this ummah, Ali is saying, after the demise of the Nabi of Allah, they cannot be a greater challenge than the demise of the Nabi of Allah's beloved Abu Bakr, the first Khalifa of Islam. فَأَلْحَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِنَبِيِّهِ. Abu Bakr, you loved your life next to our Nabi. I'm optimistic after your death, Allah will give you a place next to our Nabi. وَلَا حَرَّمَنَا اللَّهُ أَجْرَكَ. We make dua, Allah gives us a share of your reward. Umar then came and said, وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ شَعْرَةً فِي صَدْرِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. I wish I was a strand of hair on the beloved chest of Abu Bakr. May Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of Sahaba. May Allah protect us. Imam Malik said, تِلْكَ دِمَاءٌ صَهَرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا أَجْسَادَنَا. The blood of Sahaba, we are grateful. Our hands were not involved in that. Make sure our tongues never get involved in cursing or reviling the Sahaba. Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah regarding my Sahaba. This much we leave with this today, inshallah. Abu Bakr is the greatest Sahabi. After Anbiya, he was the greatest man to walk on earth. Abu Darda inadvertently walked in front of Abu Bakr. Nabi alayhi salam cautioned, Abu Darda, take it easy. Just come behind Abu Bakr. This is Abu Bakr. مَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ بَعْدَ النَّبِيِّينَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. The sun has never risen or set on a greater human after Anbiya than Abu Bakr. Just take it easy and come behind Abu Bakr. Our iman, وَاتَّفَقَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ, is the iman of Ahlul Sunnah. The greatest human after the galaxy of Anbiya is Abu Bakr. May Allah fill our hearts with the love of Abu Bakr. May Allah fill our hearts with the love of Sahaba. May Allah fill our hearts with the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our invitation is, we love the Sahaba and we love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. حُبُّ النَّبِيِّ وَأَصْحَابِهِ وَقَرَابَتِهِ. We love him, we love his companions, and we love his family sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything attached. Anas said, the food that my Nabi loved, I love that also. فَلَمْ أَزَلْ أُحِبُّ الدُّبَّاءَ مِنْ يَوْمِئِذٍ. Whatever my Nabi loved his family, my Nabi loved his Sahaba, we love them all. May Allah make it that we stand up amongst the ranks of Sahaba, and we love and we die with the love of Sahaba. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever entertaining any negative thoughts regarding these great individuals whom we refer to as Sahaba. Their tutor was Rasulullah. Their subject was Kitabullah. Their madrasa was Baytullah. Who took the exams? Allah took the exams. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. What the result came? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. That's what came the result. May Allah bless us all with the love of Sahaba. Ameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.